This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org, recorded by Gumbo Yaya. New Zealand, Australia fly an extra personnel to help quell Solomon Island riots. April 19, 2006. The New Zealand and Australian governments are to send reinforcements to the Solomon Islands following a written request for help from the Solomon Islands government. Violence began yesterday in Honiara, the capital of the Solomon Islands, when protesters took to the streets opposing the election by Parliament of Snyder-Rennie as the new Prime Minister. The streets of the capital witnessed arson and widespread looting. Australian Prime Minister John Howard said, "We have a long-term commitment to the security of the Solomon Islands, and we are absolutely determined that the Solomon Islands will be a stable democratic country, and that can only happen if we go the distance." New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark said the situation in Honiara continues to be a cause for concern. "Police are still attempting to regain full control, and it is clear that the Solomon Islands government needs assistance from its neighbours to restore law and order." A contingent of 110 Australian soldiers and 80 Australian Federal Police officers left for the islands today. 30 New Zealand police and 25 New Zealand Army personnel will leave on a Royal New Zealand Air Force plane on Thursday morning. They will provide extra support for the RMSI security force currently based there. "The current violence is the worst the capital has seen since Australia, New Zealand and other Pacific governments intervened in 2003 to end years of civil unrest." You can find this article and others at wikinews.org. Wikinews is a non-profit independent news site run by the non-profit Wikimedia Foundation. This recording has been released under a Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.